we are not designed to think about money. Money is a relatively new invention. It's a really strange invention. It's a wonderful invention, right?
Yeah.
And probably the most important invention in human history, maybe more important than the wheel. Without money, we would all be farming something and trading off with other people. I would farm broccoli and I would find you and see how much broccoli you would charge me for rice or something like that. Money allows us to specialize, to save. Money is amazing. It allows us to have long-term planning. It allows us to have very different profession. I couldn't teach as a job without money. So money is really amazing, but we're not designed to think about money. Sometimes in English, people have the term, say, it's a complex decision. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Psychologically, comparing apples to oranges is very easy. I can show you an apple and orange and say, hey, which one do you feel like? In each moment, which one do you feel more like? But if I ask you, an apple versus a dollar, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, right? Not only does it change depending on how hungry you are and so on, but what's the pleasure of a dollar? Like the pleasure of an apple versus the pleasure of an orange, I can tell. The pleasure of an apple versus a dollar? What? How am I supposed to think about this? I'm supposed to think about all the things I could get with a dollar now and later if I saved it and got some interest rate and then compare the two. It's very hard to do. So money is what is called the common good. We're able to do lots and lots of things with it. That's where its greatness comes from. But it also means we have a really hard time thinking about money in rational terms. So we think about money in lots of irrational terms. So you can think about those as the starting points. Emotion, long-term thinking, money. I'm closing
light. No worries, it's all good.
Okay. Just the sun is coming from the side.
Yeah, I've read so many times Vol's tweetstorm, How to Get Rich Without Getting Lucky. And he often says people are playing status games when they should be playing wealth games, and they get more long-term benefit from wealth games. Is the reason why we're so attuned to our status from how we used to operate 10,000 years ago?
Of course. Do you know this joke that two guys are in a campsite and they are still in the tent and they hear a bear? And one of them says, let's run. And the other guy said, you run, I'm putting my sneakers on. And he shouts at him and he says, you think sneakers would make you outrun the bear? He said, no, I just need to outrun you. So when you think about society, there are lots of things that we are competing on position with our fellow men. And you're absolutely right. We compete on all kinds of things. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. But some of them are not very healthy. I'll tell you two stories about this. There's an interesting story about an animal called an elephant seal. An elephant seal is a very hierarchical animal. The males get to mate with the females, and it basically goes by size. So the biggest elephant seal gets to mate with almost all the females. The second, yeah, the third get a little bit, and then it drops off. So there's a competition to be the biggest elephant seal. In the process of getting bigger, they also become very unhealthy. So they die of heart problems. They die from vascular problems. Sometimes they crush the females when they copulate. If you were the third biggest elephant seals, would you say? Hey guys, let's calm down. Let's everybody lose 10% of our weight and we'll be all better off. No, you compete. Now, in an analogy to humanity, there was a very interesting analysis of the 2007-2008 financial crisis in the US. And what they looked at was housing. Now, in the US, housing taxes, real estate taxes, pay for education. So that means that if you move to a neighborhood that has high real estate value, the schools have more money and the schools in general are better. So if you're a parent, what do you want for your kids? Good schools. Where are good schools? Expensive properties. And what they showed is that out of caring for their kids, parents moved to expensive neighborhoods that they couldn't afford. And they bought houses that were too expensive for them. And as a consequence, they saw domestic violence, spousal abuse, and divorce rate. A little bit like the elephant seals, the competition on limited goods. There are goods that everybody could get one. Like everybody could get an iPhone in principle, or you know, there are things. But there are some things that are limited, and those things create competition that can be very unhealthy. Those are called positional goods. Now, we took money, and rather than seeing it as a means to an end for some life, we made it into a positional good. How do I view myself? Did I get promoted? Do I make more money than you? Stuff like very much part of our nature. That's how we fight. Not very healthy for us. Now, I don't know where you are in terms of your thinking about the economy, but lots of people are very worried about AI and unemployment. When there'll be more AI and more unemployment, let's just assume that's the case. We're hoping that there'll be universal basic income, that we will not let people be broke and without health insurance and so on. We hope that we will develop some social safety mechanism, but social safety mechanism don't answer the question of where do people stand socially. So now we can ask the question, in a world in which 30% of the people are unemployed, what are people supposed to be proud of? Now you can imagine there'll be two classes, the working class who have a mission and so on and this, and the universal basic income class. That's really not good for society to create that. We want people to wake up and be energized and feel they're contributing and find a sense of meaning. And so all the beautiful things about humanity, how do we do it in a world with 30% unemployment? By the way, one of the unresolved questions about universal basic income is that if you're on some unemployment benefit from the government, you can't feel good about it.
Yeah.
But it's defined as you're not doing well, we need to help you, and you have to admit that you're a failure in some degree to even apply for those benefits. And they force, and it's also not a nice process and so on. One of the hopes is that universal basic income would get people to stop being, feeling shameful that they got there, right? To say, oh, it's just part of your, as a human being in this society, but that's just the first step. And then the next step would be to say, okay, how do we give people the energy to wake up and do things and feel that they are not just sucking society dry,